We continue on with our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers wrapped up the regular season Tuesday with a non-league game against Silver Lake. Eagles able to get that win 70-39. Just take us back to that one, Coach, and just a few overall keys and takeaways from that one.
We just had a really hard time stopping them, and they're a skilled team and a good, you know, good solid team that can definitely has a chance to make some noise here in the sub-state, but we can't give up 70. You know, that was kind of one of our problems earlier in the year. We were just giving up way too many points, and we've been doing a better job of late, but certainly it got away from us last night, and we just know that we've never been capable of, you know, scoring those kind of points to go have a chance to compete in games like that. So just too many points. You know, they hit some tough shots, but they also got a lot of easy stuff and a lot of runouts, and those are hard to come back from.
Well, in the game before that as well, you go to Hiawatha to wrap up the big league portion, or the big seven league portion of the schedule. That was Friday. You guys get out to a nice lead, build a 11-point lead at the half or 12-point lead. You get it up to 14. Hiawatha comes back, and ultimately you guys are able to hold on. After Hiawatha took a lead late in that game, you win that one 55-51. So at least going back to that one last Friday, had to at least be pleased with the way your team was able to close out that game, even though there was a little bit of adversity down the stretch.
Oh, absolutely. And that's been a problem. We've lost a few close games this year where something doesn't go right and we kind of lose our minds and never recover. And, you know, from playing about as well as we've played in the first half of that game all season probably to then struggling pretty mightily in the second half, but then, you know, refocusing. And then, you know, the difference in the game was at the foul line. We knocked down just about every free throw we took, especially late. And, you know, they struggled from the line and, you know, ended up being the difference.
Yeah, they're free for a reason. That's what they say, right?
Yep,
exactly. Again, we're talking with Chris Brown, Royal Valley boys coach here. A couple more minutes here in our locker room chats, getting ready for the sub-state. You know, I know the wins haven't been there as much as you would like for this year. The Big Seven, once again, night in and night out, super, super tough. And you play a lot of close games against those teams in league play. You know, a 500 team roughly a year ago, and now you bring, you know, some experience back and some kids, you know, getting that taste of the varsity experience here really for the first time. How would you just kind of grade out and assess the regular season here in 23-24?
Yeah, you know, obviously would have liked to win a few more games. We were, you know, within reach of, I'd say, three others, you know, and there's a big difference between four and seven wins. But along those same lines, we won a few close games that could have gone either way as well. So I bet you know, we ended up about probably where we should be with those. But, yeah, you know, you said we weren't necessarily a super young team. Started a couple seniors and handful of juniors all year, but inexperienced, you know, had never really had followed, you know, some super experienced groups, you know, previously and hadn't got that varsity time. So they got their feet wet, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll go out and get better and improve and keep, you know, keep playing. They're hard workers. They'll show up this summer and, you know, they'll be a part of anything we ask them to do. So, you know, our biggest challenge is everybody improves. You know, we have to, after a year like this, you have to improve at a faster rate than your competition because clearly, you know, everybody in the league had a pretty solid leg up on us this year anyway. So looking forward to the challenge, but also, you know, appreciating this year's team. And there were certain moments of joy and moments of fun and, you know, some losses in between that we didn't love, but man, they tried hard and we're still hoping we can make a little noise this week at Substate.
Yeah, and let's talk about it real quick. And very familiar, of course, with Perry LeCompton. You go there Monday night, 7 o'clock, a game on KNCA 103.9. Obviously, again, you know, the cause, you know, they've struggled a little bit here in the last couple of weeks. They've lost some games after they got off to a really hot start here in the first half of the campaign. But at this point, again, you take out the seeds, you take out the records. When you move on, lose, your season is done. You could see anything happening in a game like this in this magnitude. So what's it going to take? What do you see as kind of a few keys for that Monday night game against a team that you're very familiar with?
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, I'd much rather play a team we're familiar with, right? It's a lot tougher to go, you know, play somebody you haven't played before. And so we're happy with the matchup, and we just have to guard better. They've shot an extremely high percentage against us in the two games we played, and we know that. And like I said, up until yesterday, I was feeling a lot better about our defense. So hopefully we can kind of get back to how we played in a few of these other games. We've held teams to the 50s, and that's always our goal, hold them to the 50s, and hope you have a chance in the fourth quarter to make something happen.
There it is, Chris Brown, Royal Valley boys basketball coach. Panthers getting set for the sub-state round, the opener at Perry LeCompton, Monday night, 7 o'clock, a broadcast you can hear on 103.9. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck Monday night. We'll talk to you one more final time next week.
All right. Thank you.